Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Laura Long. Laura is the Director of Business Development at Axiomize. She has over 15 years of experience in marketing and business development and has built a strong expertise working with clients with a presence and or residence in various countries in the European Union, in the UK and the Americas. Welcome to the podcast, Laura.
Thank you very much, Daniel. It's really good to be here. Thank you.
So let's talk about diversity. Why is it essential for Axiomize to build a diverse team?
We strongly believe that aiming to create a diverse team not only is more effective and efficient from a business perspective, but also, as long as it is created in a nurturing environment, promotes authenticity and individual qualities. When working with people from seemingly different backgrounds and paths of life, we learn from each other whilst we feel comfortable to be ourselves. I also think that diversity increases creativity within any group of people. Individuals with different points of view, education, and geographic backgrounds can find common grounds easily if they're all working towards the same goals. But more importantly, as long as they all share the same values, both at work and in the society as a whole. So when we look to help people, we quite quickly identify whether they're open to embrace these values and embracing change after all.
Yeah, I agree. You know, growing up in Silicon Valley taught me that diversity is strength. You know, Silicon Valley is very diverse. So what challenges do you face when attracting a talented individuals with the right skill sets and experience while ensuring that women are equally represented?
Well, we are fully aware that the ratio of women among the engineering and mathematics graduates is extremely low with regards to men. So that presents a challenge for us. And there are several organizations which look to address this problem. We are building relationships with these organizations in order to collaborate with each other. That said, even when the pool of talent we have access to is not equally represented, this ratio is not necessarily the same with overseas students. So we are open to applications from candidates worldwide. We look everywhere and aim to use our own networks to find them, also liaising with universities in the UK and abroad.
Right. Yeah, you know, I've traveled a lot in my career. I started in the early 80s and it was predominantly white males. And now it's no longer the case. I think the semiconductor industry is much more diverse than maybe other industries. But, you know, again, that really is the strength of our industry.
That's good.
So you have just joined Axiomize in February. What brought you to Axiomize? What attracted you?
The incredibly transparent approach of their management, which then obviously fits into the whole team. I was surprised that they genuinely care about building a firm's culture where everyone can feel included and happy, whilst professionalism and excellence drive the services we provide at the same time.
We've worked with Axiomize for more than a year now, and the company is growing rapidly. Your headcount is increasing. How do you see the future of the firm and how will you scale it?
Well, as you know, Axiomize was founded by Dr. Ashish Dalbari in 2017. He brought his experience of the last 2.5 decades and passion for formal verification to Axiomize. He was running a successful business all by himself. It is remarkable how one person was creating and delivering training, carrying out project work for clients, building the formalized app, while at the same time doing the marketing, sales, and all other business operations. Though the business was running well, scalability was becoming a challenge. Ashish and the team have been working hard for the last 12 months, scaling the business. And in the coming years, the business will head towards that direction with new customer acquisitions and keeping the existing ones very happy. We are hiring very actively and would welcome applications from across the world from talented engineers.
Right. Yeah, I've worked with Ashish, great guy. He also a great writer. He's published a few articles on SemiWiki.
Yes, true. Yeah.
Yeah. So where do you think women make a particularly positive contribution to the Axiomize team?
Well, I think, generally speaking, women see collaboration and team building in a different perspective than men. Biologically speaking, women are designed to nurture and educate others, and they usually bring that into equation in any firm they work at. Of course, we all grow with our mothers being the first educator of ours, right? And therefore, in the early stage of human development, the role of women has such a high impact in our adult lives. I think most women are resilient, yet candid and caring. And I may also add that having worked in several private sectors and in diverse countries around the world, my female managers, direct or indirect report, have mentored me and always encouraged me to go further in my skills. They have given me more confidence to succeed, but to be happy at the same time. Moreover, various research findings show that companies with more equal gender representation do better on financial measures and also score higher on corporate governance indicators like disclosure and corporate social responsibility.
Okay. One last question. In which way do you think having a diverse team drives change and growth in Axiomize?
There is a consensus among all managers of Axiomize, including myself, that diversity naturally accelerates and drives change. When you challenge your point of view with someone else's perspective, it makes you revisit your own ideas and arguments. And most of the times, agreement and complementarity could be reached. There is no room for improvement when everyone simply agrees in everything.
Right. Thank you for your time, Laura. Great conversation. You can, for our listeners, you can contact Axiomize at info@axiomize.com or through their website, www.axiom.com. We just recently published an article about their 5-year anniversary last December, so that's something you might also want to take a look at. But it was very nice meeting you, Laura, and I hope we can speak to you again just to get an update on how things are.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you so much for having me.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.